Hello.
Hi, is this Mrs. Damond?
It is.
This is Rachel from...
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling regarding your stay January 1st through the 2nd.
Yes.
So it turns out that we are completely overbooked in the hotel. We accidentally overbooked your room, too, and we're going to have to give it to the other people. So it looks like for that time you're going to have to find another hotel, and we're really sorry.
We're up there to celebrate my daughter's birthday, and we made this reservation over a week ago not online.
We just recently accidentally booked it to this somebody else, too.
Well, why are they getting it and not us if we had it beforehand?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the thing is, it's a celebrity, so they get the pick.
So that makes it acceptable? I'm sorry. That's really messed up. Yeah, because we often stay in your hotel. We have family in the area up there. You know what
I'm
I mean?
Sorry.
We've been a loyal customer.
I think we have to speak
to someone in the management. Because, I mean, now you're asking me to get a hotel for New Year's Day. And
that
it's like,
too hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There's not a lot of options out that way. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Would you like me to get my supervisor on the phone?
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea.
All right, sure. 1 second.
Good evening. This is Dave. How can I help you?
Yeah, I booked a room for two rooms, actually, coming up on January 1st through the 2nd at your hotel.
Okay.
Also have a room booked for December 26th. I just got a phone call saying that a celebrity's there, and therefore you're kicking me out of the hotel.
Oh, okay. Is this Mary Damond?
This is Mary Damond, yeah.
Okay, yes, I'm familiar with that. It's actually my one of my employees, Rachel, that just called you. She just handed me the phone. It looks like we do have another guest that's going to be staying in your room. It looks like there were two reservations made for the same time frame. Looks like it was the 1st through the 2nd.
I called and did mine over the phone directly with you because we stay in your hotel every time you go up north. And like I say, I'm staying there and then I booked it again.
I know, but the other guests who are staying in your room, they're famous celebrities, so we have to give them the room.
Well, why not give them somebody else's room in the hotel? I'm one of your, like, loyal club members, you know what I mean, IHG rewards. I mean, why not kick out some other people? Why us?
Well,
we have a big
hotel. Well, we can't exactly kick these people out because the people that are staying is actually Donald Trump Jr., and we don't want to cause any bad relations with the new president-elect since it's his son.
I'm sorry. We live in Washington, D.C., so we deal with this kind of stuff all the time. Like I said, it's like, you know, I mean, give us some other room. Somebody else out, not us.
Okay, let me see.
I mean, it's kind of late notice.
Okay, let me see if we can find another room for you. Okay, it looks like I did find a room. I have one room that's normally reserved for our night employees. It's actually the boiler room down in the basement.
Wait. But why are we being, I mean, you have a lot of hotel rooms there. Out of all the guests in your hotel, why are we the ones that are being inconvenienced by this?
Well, just how it happened, ma'am. I did find one room that normally we don't reserve for guests. It's usually just for employees to stay at when they're working the
night
shift.
Yeah, in the boiler room. No, I'm not paying $114 to stay in a boiler room. I'm not doing that.
Okay. Well, we can definitely refund part of it. It looks like the boiler room is going to be the only option. Now, of course, we can refund
80%. I had two rooms booked that night, not just one, but two.
Okay.
You're going to do that to somebody who booked two rooms in the same hotel.
Okay. Well, it looks like...
You can gladly take your service somewhere else.
Wait. There's no other options up there.
There's no other options, exactly.
Right. We always stay in your hotel when we're up there with family.
Hold on, wait. Can you tell me who is going to take over the room that you overbooked again one more time, please?
Donald Trump Jr.
So Donald Trump Jr. is going to kick our family out on my birthday, and you're going to offer to put us in the boiler room. Thank you very much. I just got that on video.
So the boiler room is like what? I mean, like, what is the boiler room?
Normally it's reserved for employees who, you know, work in the night shift to stay in, you know, on their rest periods. So normally it's not a room that we give to customers, you know, guests. But we could put you in there. Of course, we would waive, you know, the charges for the room. So instead of you paying the $114, we would actually waive the charge down to $25. Because it'd be in the boiler room, if we rent that room to you, employees would not be able to enter the room because of health loss. So you would be responsible for shoveling the coal into the furnace during the night. So that's why we would compensate you for your time.
Oh, my God. You better be paying us.
You want us to shovel coal into the furnace at night?
Well, yes. Your stay is in January, and this is New York. It does get a little cold here.
Yeah. I know. You're telling me I can sleep in a boiler room and shovel coal?
Yes.
Well, don't worry. You will hear about this.
Well, let me ask. How many times during the night does coal need to be shoveled into the furnace?
Only once or twice. Usually once around 11, and then usually another one around like 4.
And what's the consequence if we sleep through?
The hotel will get very cold.
My birthday is ruined now. Thank you so much.
And now there's no hotel room that you can find us.
Well, we can put you in the boiler room.
Well, you keep on saying that, but you're talking about putting us in the boiler room
and
having us shovel coal, and we're going
to
pay you $25 for that?
Normally the charge
is
$25. We can actually, as a one-time courtesy, I can waive the $25 fee, so you'll be able to stay here for free.
Well, you know, it sounds like we have no other option available to us except to stay in the boiler room. And how much coal? I mean, I'm a 57-year-old woman, so how much coal am I expected to shovel?
Just one or two shovels full. The shovels we use are about the size of an average snow shovel that you might use to shovel your driveway. So just two of those shovels.
Well, I mean, I don't see what other options we have right now. I mean,
but this is ridiculous. We had reserved this room. We're going back. This is my birthday, and you're kicking us out because Donald Trump Jr. is going to stay there?
Yes.
This is ridiculous, and you want to keep your nose out of this. And this is going to be all over Facebook and your supervisors or whoever the fuck is going to hear about this because this is messed up.
Well, I am the night supervisor on duty tonight.
I'm not going to talk about your hotel. I'm talking about the general chain. This is messed up.
I have to agree. I mean,
no guess.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I mean, there's so many issues, but it's okay. It's okay. I don't think we have any other option. To say that we're more than just a bit unhappy, I think, is an understatement. You've heard how distressed we are. We are from the Washington, D.C. area. We don't have a lot of options up that way, and it sounds like, you know, due to the late notice that you've given us, there's no other options even available in the local area.
Very inconsiderate.
So, you know, go ahead and put us down for the boiler room.
Yeah.
Okay, well, put us down for the boiler room. We will see you on January 1st.
Okay, we'll see you then, and have a Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday.